Today is the first part of a two-part story, Herbert Hoover's Eastern Sierra Adventure, and I'd like to thank Chris Spiller of the Bodie Foundation for its content. Entering Yosemite National Park from El Camino Sierra takes motorists on a steep climb for 12 miles up California State Highway 120 to Tioga Pass, California's highest mountain pass at 9,943 feet. During the summer months, the road is busy with visitors heading to the park for camping and spectacular mountain scenery. Many motorists may not consider what it would have been like to travel to Yosemite 113 years ago. In 1905, work was underway on a new road from the east side to the park, but until the route was completed, climbing the pass involved hiking or having to ride horses. In June of 1905, a well-known mining engineer traveled to Bodie to visit his brother, Theodore Hoover, who was also the manager of the famous Standard Mine. The mining engineer was Herbert Hoover, who, along with his wife, Lou, enjoyed a visit for a few days with their relatives and then prepared to depart. But on their way home, they would take the route over Tioga Pass with Theodore and his wife, Mildred, to see the wonders of Yosemite Valley. The two brothers were experienced mountain travelers and were prepared for what would be a fairly hard trip, according to Theodore, who gathered a number of saddle horses and proper equipment. At Mono Lake, they hired a guide familiar with the route, then started up the pass. Their first night was spent at the camp of State Road Commissioner Nate Ellery, who was in charge of building the new state highway. Ellery had been a classmate of Herbert Hoover when the two attended Stanford University a few years before. The next morning, they started to climb and did 10 miles by 10 a.m. Then, a mishap occurred, according to Theodore's memoirs. One horse, a bay mare, was carrying the bulk of the ladies' suitcases, provisions, and dishes. There was a post erected at a particularly steep part for taking a hitch on the lead rope of each animal. The animal would have to rear up to get their feet on top of the shelf of the incline, recounted Theodore. The guide, for some unknown reason, let the lightly packed animals proceed without using the post, and the bay mare followed. But because of her heavier load, she toppled over backwards and rolled 200 feet down the mountain, leaving the upward progress of the Hoover party momentarily halted on the steep grade up Tioga Pass. Stay tuned to KSRW Radio for part two of Herbert Hoover's Eastern Sierra Adventure.